Well, it's so easy to get on social media and to start making comparisons. I see that mom doing the perfect birthday party, or I see that dad doing the perfect dad thing with his kids. And that's all well and good, but that's what we post is the perfect, right? I'm John Fuller, along with Dr. Danny Huerta, who heads up the Focus on the Family Parenting Department. And Danny, there's an emptiness that seems to saturate a lot of what happens in social media, because I start looking, thinking, oh, I don't measure up. What's with that?
Yeah, it's amped up the comparison reality that we do as parents. It's not a new thing that we compare. I'm sure my parents did, and my grandparents, my great-grandparents compared themselves to the other parents at church or other places, but now we compare ourselves to the entire world in parenting. And generally, the ones that are staging it the best and creating the most engaging type of content are the ones that people follow and like and look at. And most parents feel inadequate compared to that and go, man, I am really failing my kids and I feel really bad because I'm not giving them experiences like these families, you know, going on high ropes courses almost every Saturday or going kayaking and squirrel suit flying or whatever it is. And then they're posting these amazing cookouts and baking time together and it looks beautiful and happy. And I'll say, every home has difficulty and messiness. And on social media, our brain thinks, my home is the only one, and I'm failing.
Yeah.
And what I've noticed with parents is they're stressed, almost to the point of burnout. They're tired. They go on social media even more to maybe get ideas or to break free from the stress, and then they get stuck in that cycle. There's some depression with that, anxiety that comes up. And then they feel, man, now I wasted all this time, and I still haven't done this for my kids. And it's just a cycle, and I want to encourage, if you're a parent that has been looking at social media and feels really discouraged and tired, break free for a while.
Yeah, take a break.
And give yourself the baby step formula, right? Just take one step at a time.
I'm not really the best person to talk about social media because I really don't use it much anymore. Yeah, I go on, I get frustrated because somebody reaches out to me like 3 months ago on Facebook. It's like, I don't look at Facebook very much. My life has more peace since I quit letting that stuff run my life. Just a little non-paid bit of advice there. Well, let's turn to something called Peace Pirates. We've been covering this in the past few episodes. Ashley Willis talked with Focus President Jim Daly and me about Peace Pirates, and they included mommy martyrdom, trying to control our kids, and excessive expectations. Let's continue with number four.
And that really leads to number four. So this is a big one in our social media-driven world, and that's comparison chaos.
Yeah.
I think every mom out there, there's whole books on this. You know, we deal with comparison, whether it's looking at Instagram or just talking to your friends, maybe even your own family. Like, you feel like, in my family, it was always this way, and now my family looks this way. Like, just constantly feeling like you're not meeting the mark because of comparison, not because you're actually, you know, talking to your spouse and saying, okay, what does God want our family to look like? Because every family is slightly different. And really having peace in that. And I know for me personally, I mean, sometimes I just have to put down, you know, I have to put down the phone because we have to realize we're all showing our own highlight reels on there. Like, I didn't take pictures of my kayak fiasco and everything I said to my child and plaster it on social media because that's like one of my, you know, not great moments, but I'm going to put like the day that the kid gets the award at school or, you know, has the perfect picture where everybody's smiling at the camera, which is literally a miracle. That's what I'm putting online, you know. And actually, I was reminded about this by my child when we were going to an award ceremony. It was our second child, Connor, he's a great kid, but doesn't always get academic awards. He's very smart, but school's not really his place. He doesn't love it. And so he gets this invitation. And I was talking to my husband. I was like, oh my gosh, it's fifth grade. He's getting an award finally. And so we go. I mean, we're all dressed up. Well, they finally get to the end of the ceremony. And actually right before the end. And it was where I believe he was going to get awarded. And I'm waiting and I'm waiting. And it turns out it was just like a you were part of this project award, okay? Like participation. And so, and I looked at my husband and I said, he is going to be so disappointed. He thought he was getting something, some kind of award that like mattered, you know? And I'm like, and it's just it's like an honorable mention. Like, you know, we went to all this, built it up, and here's this. Well, the next award was the biggest award of the day. And it was like the character award or something like that. And they ended up announcing one of his best friends, Claire, gets the character award. And I see my son, Connor. After he received his participation award, he stands up and proceeds to clap for his friend, Claire, and looks back at me and has such a just joy all over his face. Mm. And then after they dismissed, he ran up to me and he said, "Mom, can you take a picture with Claire? She got the biggest award of the fifth grade. Isn't that awesome?" Yeah, and I was like, "I know, I'm so proud of Claire." Well, when he walked off with Claire, we took the picture, and then he's mingling with his friends. I looked over at my husband and I said, "I can't believe that my own child understands awards and what really matters better than me."
Yeah.
Here I am, as the mother, again, wanting to pat myself on the back because of whatever. And he's over here having such joy to cheer on his friend. And that's, to me, that was better than any award because my child could cheer on his friend, you know? And it just taught me, I just thought, man, I can't lose sight of those moments because, you know, they may or may not get awards. Awards are great, but we have to really look for those signs of them growing in their character.
Danny, I loved how Ashley reflected on what's truly important from that situation with her son's award ceremony. Kids sometimes have a way of reminding us of what matters in life. Have there been moments where the light bulb for you goes off to one of the kids?
Plenty of moments. And I would say as a coach with my son, I remember him reminding me, "Dad, we're just having fun. You know, we didn't need to win this one," because he could see I was disappointed that we had lost. And I always tell the guys, "Hey, we're just we're going to be men, and you know, when you lose, you build character and builds humility, and you go towards wanting to practice more." And he said, "Hey, Dad, remember, we're just having fun on this." And I wasn't mad. He just could tell I was disappointed that we had lost. And so I smiled at him and said, "Son, you're absolutely right. And you guys showed amazing character." And he reminded me in that moment, we had a huge victory. These guys handled losing well. Hmm. And I was the one that was showing the disappointment. And here I was a teacher, right? And those are the moments where we catch ourselves going, "Oh my goodness, they caught the lesson and I forgot my own lesson that I taught." And there was a moment with my daughter where I was just going, I can't believe this is going to happen. I can't remember the exact scenario, but I remember her saying, "Dad, we just need to trust God. That's it." And we were driving. She was young. She's probably about 7, 8 years old. She said, "We just need to pray, Dad, and just trust God." Like I had forgotten something very obvious. And I said, "You know what? You're right. Let's pray right now." Yeah. And those reminders are so important for us, John. And our kids are full of those moments where they'll remind us of some of the lessons we've been trying to teach all along. Mm-hmm. Those are refreshing.
Yeah, it's good to have an open heart and to have a willingness to learn from our children because they sure can teach us a lot. Well, if you find that comparison is a struggle in your life, as it is for all of us at some point in time or another, be sure to get Ashley's book, Peace Pirates, Conquering the Beliefs and Behaviors That Steal Your Treasure in Motherhood. It's a terrific resource, and we've got it here at the ministry. Request it from us when you make a donation of any amount to the Ministry of Focus on the Family. Your generous donations keep us going, allow us to make great resources, and provide books and so much more. So stop by the show notes, follow the link, make a donation, and request your book. And you've heard Jim and Ashley talking about these peace pirates. There's a full one-hour conversation with her in which she goes into more detail on ways she's struggled and things she's learned. We're going to link over to that entire conversation. It's a free download. It's called Rediscovering Joy in Motherhood. Look for that in the show notes. Next time, Dana Gresh will identify a common lie that girls are tempted to believe about God. For now, on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team, thanks for listening. I'm John Fuller, and this has been the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
It can be challenging to inspire your community to see life the way God sees it. So what's the solution? Well, on June 15th, Focus on the Family is hosting Sea Life 24. And no matter where you are or who you are, you can be a part of this free event with speakers like Ben and Kirsten Watson and real stories about choosing life. Sea Life 24 will inspire you to translate your faith into action. Register today at sealife24.org.